Every year, more people over the age of 50 are becoming homeless. It's a nationwide problem. According to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, in 2016, more than 21% of homeless people over the age of 50 were living in shelters. That figure does not include people living on the streets. Justice Center in downtown Phoenix is one of the only adult day resource centers in the country working with this population. And as KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie reports, the center is busier than ever.
Talk to some of the staff at Justice Center, and they'll tell you it doesn't take much to become homeless. A bad divorce.
I lived in a $1 million house and drove luxury cars, and it was just all gone one day.
That's Denise Holm. She's 57. For 58-year-old Rudy Solis, the end of his marriage and poor health led to him living on the streets.
I tried fighting for my disability, my Social Security disability. For some reasons, they decided to fight me. It took me long. I lost my condo, my truck, all my belongings I lost.
Both Solis and Holm now work at Justice Center. They've since rebuilt their lives, in part because of the support they received here. Anywhere between 130 and 180 seniors, depending on the season, walk through the door every single day. For many of them,
it can be very confusing and disorienting to be homeless.
Barbara Lukowitz is Justice Center's executive director.
And to be able to come to a place and feel safe and be able to sit down and to feel clean, to have clean underwear, to have clean socks, to take a shower, to eat a meal,
are the kind of entry-level services that homeless seniors get here. Even before staff work with them to figure out what benefits, like Social Security or veterans benefits, they might be entitled to. Still, just because a person gets Social Security doesn't mean it's enough. And that's part of the problem. Many seniors are falling through the cracks, says Lukowitz.
If you're only earning $600 a month in Social Security, you can't get an apartment. You know, a studio could be $550.
Even those who saved and did everything they were supposed to, Lukowitz says many were hit hard by the Great Recession. And then there are stories like this.
A lot of what we see is that some of the generations are taking their parents' checks and then kicking the parents out or not taking care of the parents.
Another big issue is housing. It's not affordable. Michael Felder helped start Justice Center 11 years ago. He was just 26 at the time.
For those who are 62 and older, they can qualify for HUD and stuff like that. For those in between 55 and 61, it's more difficult, you know. It's a lot difficult to try and find them housing and employment. So we just do what we can do.
Which is pretty much everything, from furnishing a person's new home or bringing them a bag of food at the end of the month when money is really tight, to providing showers and laundry service, even mail.
And if you think about that, it's like, wait a minute, if you're going to get a check, if you're going to get your EFT card, if you're going to get your benefits, you have to have an address.
Lukowitz says there are two types of people Justice Center serves. The chronically homeless, like Q, which is a nickname given to her by staff. And those who are in emergency shelters. And Lukowitz says many more seniors, ones that had never experienced homelessness before, are accessing services at Justice Center.
Those are the ones that I really feel for, the new ones, because they have no understanding of the streets and what it's like out here.
Daniel Borquez is 67. He spent most of his life in and out of prison. He got out in 2006.
And everything changed. The phones, technology, computers, all that stuff. That stuff was all new to me. It was real scary. I wanted to hurry up and go back.
Like Holm and Solis, Borquez started volunteering at Justice Center. He was eventually offered a job. It's almost lunchtime, and the main room is filled with seniors carrying backpacks stuffed with personal belongings. A tiny woman with long, matted gray hair walked in for the first time using a walker. She tells Lukowitz that she's been sleeping near 24th Street in Van Buren, several miles from Justice Center. Another man in a wheelchair was dropped off after being released from a skilled nursing facility.
Not everyone is going to be able to stay in their own house. Not everyone is going to be able to age in place. Those are the people that Justice Center is going to have to help.
For that segment of the homeless population, not having a home is one part of the problem. Factor in other vulnerabilities, including physical disabilities, serious mental illness, and chronic and expensive conditions like dementia, and the situation sounds increasingly grim. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And Kathy Ritchie joins me now with more Tomorrow morning, hundreds of volunteers throughout the valley will be counting the number of people experiencing homelessness. The effort is part of an annual point-in-time homeless street count designed to provide a snapshot of the number of homeless on the streets. But this year, the Maricopa Association of Governments, or MAG, which coordinates the count, is doing something different. And Kathy is here to explain. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, for the first time, MAG is going to start tracking older homeless adults. Specifically, they're going to ask if a person is 62 or older. And it has to do with an increase in an older population using emergency shelters and some service providers and taking advantage of their services more and more. I talked to Ann Scott, who's with MAG, about this. Here's Scott talking about what else they're hearing.
They're also staying for a longer period of time. They don't seem to have other places to go and the resources to resolve their homelessness.
And what is leading to the increase in the number of homeless seniors?
I recently visited Justice Center in downtown Phoenix, and it's an adult day resource center which helps support homeless seniors 55 and up. And what they told me is that many seniors simply weren't financially prepared to retire. They might only have Social Security coming in, and oftentimes it's not enough. Some seniors were also hit hard by the Great Recession and were unable to recover. They're also seeing people suffering from serious mental illness. And then there are stories of adult children taking their parents' checks and kicking their folks out.
Wow. Kathy, once MAG completes its count this year, then what will they do with this information?
Scott tells me they'll take this information and submit it to HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And HUD wants to know what they're seeing on the ground, including instances of serious mental illness, substance abuse, and long-term health care needs. Ultimately, the goal is to tailor resources to help people who are accessing services.
And do homeless seniors have additional needs we need to know about?
Absolutely, Steve. And that, of course, adds to the challenge when it comes to this issue. Here's Scott.
I think older adults, we suspect, are going to have more acute needs. They may have more compromised health issues. There may be new homeless that are older.
So new homeless, we're talking about people who've never experienced homelessness before.
Yeah, and according to the executive director at Justice Center and some of her staff, they're seeing people come in who've never experienced homelessness at all. So these are people who may have experienced a major health crisis or, like in the case of one person I talked to at Justice Center, a really bad divorce. And again, people who simply do not have the financial means to age.
KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie. Kathy, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.